Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Once again, welcome to my broadcast, Prophetic Atmosphere. God bless you. God bless you. And once again, God bless you. I'm excited that you have taken time, amen, out of your schedule to join me once again at the Master's table as we begin to call upon the name of the Lord, seek his face, amen, seek his direction. And once we leave here, it is my prayer, amen, here at Prophetic Atmosphere, that you not only be a hearer of that word only, but that you will begin to activate and begin to do that which thus saith the Lord unto you. Whatever that plan, whatever that purpose is, whatever that task is, it may be. My prayer is that in 2014, amen, that you will get to doing what God has said to do for you. Amen. Just want to go into the announcements real briefly and then get right into this word. Real quick, just want to let you know that every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join us right here for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. On Thursdays at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. You can hear all of our broadcasts live at www.ctkr.org. Amen. We are working on our website, making some updates, so we have it down temporarily, but we will be back up again real soon, amen, with some new information for you. Amen. Those are the announcements real briefly. Let's go into the prayer and then right into the Word of God. Come on, let's look to the Lord. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, we magnify, we glorify, we thank you, we praise you, we worship your holy name. We thank you for this day that you have made. God, we thank you for this week, Father. We thank you for your protection every day that we have awakened. We saw a new day, new mercies that were granted unto us, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your protection over the highways and the byways, allowing us to go from point A to point Z and back again. God, we thank you for those of us who have children, for your protection over our families. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the angels, God, that surrounded us. God, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for answering prayers. We thank you for opening doors. God, we thank you for giving us a mind to even just say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to come before you once again and to pray and to seek your face like never before. Even God, as you have us embark upon 2014, we know that this is a year of producing, that this is a year of obedience, that this is a year that we must walk out our destiny. We must walk out our assignments, God. No more excuses. No more lackadaisical, God. We have to take a stand, and we have to get motivated, God, this year, this season, this time, right now, to do what thus saith the Lord. We thank you, God, as we come and we begin to seek your face and hear what your words have to say unto your people. We open up our ears. We attune our frequency to your frequency, God, so that we may hear what thus saith the Lord, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just come before you and ask for forgiveness right now. Forgive us for all of our sins. Wash us and forgive us for all of our unrighteousness, God. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood. Purify us white as snow in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you that the spirit of obedience rest upon us now and rest in us. God, thank you. Father, I'm asking now that you would give us a heart of obedience to seek after the things of the Father. God, put inside of us a will to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We worship you. We magnify you. Even now, Father, I ask in Jesus' name, I hold up my sister, God, my sister-in-law right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would touch her body, God. Touch. You know what the doctor said. You know what they find, but we call it null and void. She shall live and not die. Even as she goes to the doctor, Father, let it be benign in the name of Jesus. Let it just be a cyst that they found. Fine, or even at that, dry up the cyst, whatever your will is in this situation. But God, we are asking right now for your divine healing in the name of Jesus. Father, you spoke some words to her, words of life, words of peace. You told her to forget the past and go get her life back. Now, God, your word is standing before her right now. You're not a man that can lie, nor a son of man that can repent. If you spoke that word to her, God, we demand and command that it shall come to pass. Forget what the devil says. Now, we bind up every spirit of infirmity. We bind up the spirit of fear, God, and doubt and unbelief that might want to overtake her. Father, I ask right now that you would give her peace in her mind and in her spirit. Let her rest in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. Settle her, God. Settle those situations that are going on in the background. We bind the spirit of distraction right now. We speak focus. We speak clarity. We speak a peace. Hide her in the secret place of your tabernacle. Do it now in the name of God. We thank you. Yes, God. We magnify. We glorify. We're already praising you for the victory. We're already praising you for the outcome. We're already thanking you for the miracle that is about to happen. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah, right wherever you may be at this moment, just give the Lord some praise. Amen, just give him some praise, give him some glory. Hallelujah. I just want to take that time, amen, to begin to pray. What's the purpose of praying and being an intercessor if you don't have nothing to intercede about? What is the purpose of people coming to you saying that, can you pray for me, and you don't even lift up, huh, a five-second prayer? A sincere five-second prayer. We keep telling people when they ask us to pray, and we'll say, oh, yes, I'll pray for you, but no sooner than it comes out of our mouth, we're already down the road doing something else. Listen, if I come to you and I say pray for me, I mean pray for me. And I need someone to get a prayer through. And the only way you can get a prayer through is that you must have a connection with him. I'm going to say that one more time. In order to get a prayer through, you have to know the one that you're praying to, which means you have to have a connection with him. Because there are situations and circumstances that the enemy tries to bring. There's things that issues that raise up in our lives, challenges that raise up in our lives. And sometimes the water feels as though this is it. It's about to take you up out of here. The wave has risen one level higher. And you're like, I don't know, God, if I'm going to make it. And you come to somebody and say, you know what? Hold me up in prayer. Pray for me. And sometimes people will come to you with the issue and pray for me. That ain't the time to talk about it. That's not the time to reason about it. That's the time to get a hold of the throne, amen, and begin to intercede. Prayer warriors, pray, war against the thing. Watch God move in the situation. We got too many people just nosy and want to know what's going on, but they have no intention on praying the situation through. They have no intention on warring in the spirit and seeing what God is going to do. Amen. Now, that's not where I'm going tonight, but I just wanted to talk about that briefly. Because this season, people are going to be asking. Remember, I talked about that this is the year that this is manifestation. This is the year we're getting ready to see God move mightily on behalf of his people. Amen. And I'm not talking about the ones who are in the pulpit. I'm talking God is getting ready to move up on his people. That's you. That's me. That's Sally. That's Sue. That's Jim. And that's Richard at the door. God is getting ready to breathe upon his people, those who have a relationship, those who have gone through the process, those who say, God, I will do what you say. For, as the old folks used to say, for God I live and for God I die. For those who have said, Lord, your will is my will. My food, you know the scripture, my food is to do his will and to complete the work. I'm paraphrasing that, but John 4 and 34. Thank you. Now, one of the things that we do have to understand for those who God has preordained and destined for this moment, he's kept you hidden. He's kept you in a cave. He's kept you, some of us are rising out of the cave of Adullam. He's kept us in a dark place. But as he's pushing you forward this year, 2014, this season, and when I say it's your time, I'm not just talking about your house and your car and your name being written up in the heavens. I'm not talking about all of that, traveling all over the world. I'm not talking about all of that. I'm not talking about you reaping upon yourself more luxury. I'm talking about this is your time to bring the kingdom of God to his people. This is the time for the kingdom dwellers, amen, the kingdom manifestors to begin to manifest. This is the time when people will come to you, and this time when you lay your hand, you shall see the miracle. You shall see the deliverance. You shall see the healing. You shall see homes and lives being changed. Amen. You shall speak a thing, decree a thing, declare a thing, and it shall manifest. But it can only happen to those who have gone through the process, who know who they are and whose they are, who have not become distracted by all the glitz, glam, and the glitter, who know the voice of the Lord amongst every other voice that is speaking, who has a heart that is contrite, who does not have an issue with getting before God and saying, Lord, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. Wash me, cleanse me. And then when he begins to show you things that are not like him, you're not fussing and fighting and trying to make excuses. Well, this time, it wouldn't have happened, but this time. I'm talking about those who are completely sold out. And while they are sold out, they're more concerned about training and teaching and mentoring and pouring his word into someone else so that they too can begin to duplicate Christ in their lives and watch them begin to manifest his glory for themselves. I want to read this scripture and then I'm going into tonight's scripture. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because the Lord said, read this. He said, I need you to study, because for some of us, we need to prepare. We need to prepare to prepare. And when I'm saying prepare, I'm talking launch. We've been talking, the apostles, the prophets, the men and women of God, amen, pastors, teachers, who was ever connected to the vein, have been speaking for a while. Prepare. Prepare. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. You done wrote the vision. You done had the dream. You done been prophesied several times. God done brought the word from north, south, east, and west. Gave you a word out of his own word. Amen. And now he's saying prepare, because you're getting ready. For some of us, we're already launching. And the rest of us are going to be launching in this year. But you got to be ready, because it's not going to come the way that you've been expecting it to come. And while you're launching, you also got to be prepared to continually do the work. You can't stop and say, oh, that's it. I'm at the top, baby. That's it. I done did it all. This is what I've been waiting for. Now I need to just coast. Oh, no, no, no. This ain't the time to coast. Hmm? You can't stop. You got to drive even harder. Why? Because Jesus is soon to come. Why? Because the devil has stepped up his game. Okay? Let's just put it out there like that. He just stepped up his game. And we can't be concerned, well, he done stepped up his game, so I just need to back on up and sit down and get a new game plan. No, while you were in the cave, while he had you back in dark places, in the hidden places, back in the field working, that was your time to watch and see and take note of all what was going on around you and put together a strategic plan. You saw what others were doing. What worked, what didn't work, went to God yourself, found out what do you want me to do with this, and begin to write down the vision. Make it plain, they that run. Uh-huh. So while you were doing all that, now he's saying, okay, I'm getting ready to bring you to the forefront. But you got to remember, people of God, being brought to the forefront for this generation, for this set of people, is going to be different from what was in our before generation. And in the generations past, the ones that God are bringing forth, that God is bringing forth now, are not going to be concerned about having their name in the paper, having their name in a magazine. They're not going to be concerned with microphones all up in their face. They're not going to be concerned about making sure that they look perfect and wonderful and every I dotted and every T crossed. But these people are going to have power, and they're going to be known by God, not known of by God, known by God. And he's raising up these last in, already raising them up, but he's raising them up even more. You're going to see people that are going to come out of nowhere. Like, where have you been? Nobody's even heard of you. But they're going to come with the sound, and they're going to come with the language of the kingdom in their mouth. And they're going to come with the anointing power, not the power to scream and spit all in the mic. I'm not talking about that power. I'm talking about the manifestation, seeing the limbs grow back, seeing the blind eyes open, seeing creative manifestation. Hear me what I'm saying tonight. This isn't going to be popular. This is something to make you jump and scream. I need you to get this in your spirit, what God is wanting from us, from his people, what he's getting ready to bring up on this earth. Prophets are going to be prophesying, and no sooner than it comes out of their mouth, you're going to be seeing things happen. Seers are going to be seeing no sooner than the vision completes. You're going to see the manifestation. No sooner. Listen to what I'm saying, people of God. This is what is getting ready to come, that God is getting ready to do up on the earth with his people. And you don't have time, I don't have time to be talking about, well, is this really, I don't want to say nothing, I don't want to do nothing, I don't want to offend nobody, I just want to be over here and doing my part. Uh-uh. All the excuses must stop now. Do you hear me? I'm talking to the spirit man now. All the excuses must stop now. It is time for us to get flesh. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, to get our mindset, bring every high thing down and bring it subject to the obedience of the cross. All this mess we've been doing, all this foolishness we've been doing, all of this just existing and existing without purpose and just going along in life. Don't nothing change. Don't nothing move. You get up every day. You go to work every day. You're doing the same old, and there's nothing changing. There's nothing shifting. But today, it's going to shift. Today, it's going to change. Because God has need of you. And nobody should have to keep telling you who you are. I'm not talking to the baby saints. I want you to hear me tonight. I'm not talking to the baby saint. I'm not talking to those who've only been saved a few years. I'm not talking to those. because you're still learning and growing. We have time. We have patience for you, just like God has. But let me tell you this. God is getting ready to do a fast work. What took us 20 years to get somewhere is not going to take you 20 years. He can do it in 5. It all depends on how sold out you are. But for some of us, we've been lollygagging around trying to get somebody to recognize. We've been lollygagging around trying to get somebody not to recognize who we are, hiding in the darkness, hiding in the choirs, hiding on the auxiliary boards, hiding in the back. Those days are over, baby. God is getting ready to pull your coattail and pull you all the way up to the front. If you are not ready, if you are not ready to do what he's called you to do, trust and believe that God does not have a problem with moving on to the next person. Listen, it's something we got to understand. We have this identity crisis where we think that the Lord is going to wait on us, that God is going, he just got to be, you know, he ought to be glad I'm here. He just need to be glad I showed up today, because I'm telling you, you just don't know. These people got one more thing to say. Somebody got, today ain't the day. Well, how long have you been dealing with that roughshod attitude? How long have you been dealing with that hurt, that anger, that disappointment, that self-righteous, or whatever it is that you're dealing with? How long does God have to deal with you and try to talk to you and tell you about you until you finally surrender you to him and say, Lord, it's not my will, it's thy will be done. Listen, the Bible, for those of you who, when you're going to get to a scripture, here's the first scripture he dropped in my spirit. Isaiah 54. I'm going to come out of the New King James Version tonight. Isaiah 54. And I'm going to come out the New King James, and then I'm going into the scripture that he has also addressed with me tonight. He said, listen, sing, O barren. Sing, O barren. For those of you that have been out there, those of you who God has been speaking to, those of you who he's been showing you his hand, showing you his face, showing you his wonder, speaking to you in the dark places, speaking to you in the midnight hour, giving you prophetic vision, prophetic knowledge, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, words of life, letting you know what he's getting ready to do. But every time you seem to want to come forth, it's like it's a wall that's against you. Every time you try to plant a seed, look like the seeds won't ever come up. And every time you try to say, this is what the Lord is saying, someone's trying to push you in the background. And yeah, that's good, that's good. It's okay. Can you do this for me instead? Can you take care of this? Those of you where they try to hush and close your mouth and shut you down. Now, I'm not talking about shutting you down because you're just disobedient and rebellious. There's a difference. And refuse to come into order. I'm talking for those of you who are lining up with his precepts. He said, listen, today I need you to sing. He said, sing, O barren, you who have not born. You've been looking around you, man and woman of God. Everybody seem to be birthing a whole lot of things. Some of it is of God, and a lot of it isn't. And you know, because the Lord has given you the word saying, this isn't of me, this is born of the flesh. And maybe even you born some things. You birthed some things, birthed some Ishmaels. But as Apostle preached a message prior to, he said, even when you birthed your Ishmaels trained you and prepared you for the promise. So you birthed some Ishmaels. We all have. But it taught us, prepared us for the promise where God is getting ready to take us now. Now he's saying, listen, sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. This is a time to rejoice. This is me talking. This is prophet speaking now. God is saying, this is the time to rejoice. This is the time to sing. This is the time. And while you're singing, sing loud. Rejoice loud. Worship loud. Lift up those hands loud. Because a true worshiper, the Bible says, must worship in spirit and in truth. A true worshiper don't care what church they in. They going to worship the King. Huh? That's something the Lord taught me. I don't care what church you in. If you are connected to me, you can worship me anywhere. And that is showing up the truth. I worshiped him in my car. I worshiped him standing in the line at the grocery store. I worshiped him in different churches that were from different denominations of than what I grew up with. But I was there for another reason. I worshiped him. Why? Because I had a connection with him. Worshiped him washing dishes. Worshiped him at my job. Worshiped him in the bathroom. Do you see where I'm going with this? And there are times, amen, and we can all be honest, there's times when you don't always have to come to him. He comes to you and say, I want some worship. And you can feel the anointing come upon you. Feel the presence of the Lord come upon you. I'm talking about that type of connection. He said, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. Listen to this. For more are the children of the desolate. For more, I need you to get this in your spirit. You've been depressed long enough. You've been looked over long enough. And the thing I love about God is that God will tell you something now and it'll show up immediately afterwards. He said, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. So those of you, I feel it all up in my belly right now. Listen, for those of us who God has kept hidden, you've been trying to get out there, baby. You've been trying. You've been working hard. You've been doing everything you can. You've been trying to kick the doors open. You've been trying to get in the right people's faces. You've been trying to network your way. You've been trying to do it all. Have some wonderful ideas. Even watch other people take the ideas that the Lord gave you and try to produce it. You. And no matter what, everything you took just dried up. Couldn't get off the ground. Dried up. The seed looked like it was dying or dead. But tonight the Holy Ghost is saying, your children, your seeds, thank you, God, your seeds are going to be greater. Your seeds are going to be greater. I want to say that one more time because I don't think somebody really ain't quite hearing me. For your children, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman. For the seeds, those visions, those dreams, those plans that God gave you, he's saying now, this thing is going to blow up and it's going to blow up big. And not only will it just produce one, but it will have multiplicity to it. This isn't going to be a vision. The one thing I love about God is that God is not one-sided. He's not one-dimensional. He's multidimensional. Whatever he does just doesn't affect you, but it affects everyone that's connected to you. So your children are going to be for more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman. So even though it may have taken you 20 years to get here, 5 years to get here, 10 years to get here, God is saying, now that I'm getting ready to bring you forward, I'm getting ready to push you, I'm getting ready to put your name. Some of us, our names are already in the wind. And the Spirit of the Lord is carrying it to certain places and certain people. Your name is already in the wind. And he's saying your children, your seed, your spiritual daughters, your spiritual sons, are going to be more than those who are married. than the children of a married woman. Those who were, and he's saying here, for those who, it was just easy for them, whatever they put their hand to do, just seemed to just manifest at any point in time. They may even have been half-heartedly doing it, and it still just seemed to come together. And you were trying to rub two things together, and it just wouldn't come together. Huh? God is saying tonight, I need you to understand this. You getting ready to produce. You getting ready to bring forth a harvest. And I'm not just talking about just monetary. For some, it will be a monetary harvest. But do understand this. In the monetary harvest, God is going to allow you to pour that money or monies into his vision, his kingdom. What has been on your heart, what he has put in your spirit to do, God is getting ready to make provision for that vision that he's put in you. So you got to stay focused. When that money hits, when that favor hits, you got to stay focused. You cannot allow it to be about you. You got to look at what children do I need to be producing out of this? What children are coming out of this? He said, Enlarge the place of your tent. Where you are is too small. Look at that plan again. The plan is already too small. The building is already too small. The job is already too small. The church is already too small. And I'm not already, for some, I'm not just talking about the building. I'm talking about your reach. Because God can do some powerful things in small churches. I've been in small churches, and they were basically tearing up the whole community, but being effective at what they were doing for the kingdom. The vision is already too small. The choir is already too small. The outreach is already too small. Enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge your thinking, enlarge your vision, enlarge your hearing, enlarge your conversation, enlarge your vocabulary. For some of us, our problem is that we won't allow we won't allow ourselves to learn anything new. My husband made a statement. He said, you need to grow your vocabulary because as God brings you before certain people, listen to this. You got to be able to talk the language at the level that they're at so that they can have their ear attuned to what you're saying. You can't go up there to my aunt and you know how I feel about this thing right here, and this is what's on my heart and all, and you know, I just need you to support this right here because it's going to do some good things for the people. Excuse me? You got to come with a vocabulary and a lingo of where God is taking you to. And that means that for some of us, we got to get into our dictionary. And it's too many apps out there. I'm going to take a sidebar for just a half a second. It really is too many apps out there that are for free that will help us to elevate our mindset, elevate our mentality, elevate our language, elevate our position, elevate our image. Verse 2, enlarge your tent, enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Enlarge your tent, spread out, stretch out. He said, and let them stretch out the curtains. Let them challenge you with something. Let it be. Let the vision be greater than what you can handle. See, for some of us, our issue is we only try to look at and work the vision to where we are most comfortable. I can do this. I can do this for about 20 or 30 people. I'm good right here. I can do this for about 50 or 100 people. I'm good right here. This ain't going to stretch me no kind of way. I'm all right here. But God is saying, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings and do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. The only way that you become strong is that if the muscle is worked, the only way you can become strong is that if you are challenged with something that causes you to think outside of your comfort zone, cause you to think outside of what the norm is. We have made strides in the medical field, in the science field, in agriculture. We've made strides because people, men and women, went past the norm. They went past what they could see. They began to stretch themselves and say, but what if we do it this way? And what if we do it that way? And let's try this. And they would gather information each time they would do it. And that's how they learned and began to develop. And some of the things that we have today are because someone said, I need to think outside of the box and refuse to accept what's just in front of me. They stretched their cords. So bringing it over into the kingdom. Whatever God has put inside of you is, let me help you with this, it is going to be greater than you. So we can stop all this. I don't know. Okay, God, okay, I'm for real this time. Okay. And we'll start and then we'll get quickly overwhelmed. God already put inside of you, God already knew the vision was going to be greater than you. He planned it that way. He planned the vision to be greater than you. Why? Because if your children are going to be more, your children are going to help you with the vision. They're going to help you as you're enlarging your tent. They're going to help stretch those cords. They're going to help lengthen your cords. They're going to strengthen your stakes. You're going to have to think outside of the box. It's got to be beyond your four walls. It's got to be beyond your street corner. It's got to be beyond your community. Help all those along the way, but always be in a place of looking forward into the future. Strategists are always 2 to 3 steps ahead. And that's the difference between those who can operate in the future and still see what's going on now versus those who are just constantly putting out fires. And for many of us in the kingdom of God, our life is about putting out fires. And we're so busy trying to put out the fires that we cannot be strategic, get in a place where we can see the strategies of the kingdom and hear a strategic message and begin to move forward. Because some of those fires that are around us are nothing but distractions sent from the enemy. And as long as he can keep you distracted, as long as he can keep you depressed, as long as he can keep you oppressed, you're no effect. You're not effective to him. You're not causing him any problem. You're not causing him any issues. However, you're frustrating your process because you won't allow yourself to become a changing of your mind, changing of your thoughts, changing of your life, changing of your speech, where you begin to move into the things of kingdom. Kingdom-minded, God kingdom-minded, speaking what his word. And until we really fully understand who it is that we are in him, and when we fully understand that we are, as Apostle says, to the praise of his glory, then we'll stop all the craziness that's going on around us. We're not worrying about who like us. We're not feared about if I say something wrong. I don't want nobody talking about me. I don't want them saying, well, we won't even worry about all that because you'll be about the praise of his glory. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Verse 2, do not spare. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. Verse 3, for you shall expand to the right and to the left. God is already blowing you up. Remember, I just said your name is already being carried in the wind. He's already blowing you up. He said, listen, I'm about to expand what I put in you. It's about to blow up. Now, For those of you who are just now tuning in, hear me and hear me well. I'm not talking about the blow up with your house. I'm not talking about the blow up of being on television, getting your mansion, mansions, your boats, your houses, your cars, your jewelry, your wardrobe, your weaves, whatever. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about God is getting ready to blow you up so you can be his mouthpiece, his hands, his feet in the earth, to bring people back to God. This generation and forward, on top of whatever God has put in them, because each one of us have a vision that God has put in us. Each one of us have a task, a purpose. But the underlining factor is that we are calling people back to God, back to righteousness, back to holiness. Back to living saved and sanctified, set apart. That when people look at you, that they will see Christ in you, the hope of glory. That they will be able to differentiate between one who doesn't know him and one that knows him. And the flip side of that also is that the one that knows him is not going to look down on the one that doesn't know him, but will begin to stretch forth the hand of love and do as Jesus do and talk to that person and minister to the need of that person. All it takes is one. Ask the woman at the well. For you shall expand to the left, you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants, your children now, your spiritual children, your descendants, your children, those who are truly called and assigned to you, not those we have picked up, not those who are along the ride because they see something in us that they want. And they're trying to find a fast and easy way to get to it. Get close enough so they can get everything they need and then bounce. Talking about connection. Talking about relationship. Talking about accountability. Because people don't want to be accountable. They want to do. They want to say. They want everybody else to obey. But when it comes down to them, they have an excuse. You just don't understand. Talking about your children, your descendants, will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Okay. That means those of us who are leaders of the Most High, those of us who are leaders, some of the tasks that God has put on the inside of us, you just may get it started, but you may not complete it. That's why we have to build successors. That's why we have to train and mentor successors. I'm going to say that again. And that's why we have to train and mentor successors, because there's things that God is going to have you plant. There's some things he's going to have you complete in your lifetime. And there's other things that he's just going to have you get started, build the foundation, but you're really preparing it so that it can be completed by those who are coming after you. They're just going to build on top of what you've already started. The vision cannot die with you. The dream cannot die with you. Quit being selfish. Quit being self-centered. Talking about ain't nobody ready. There's somebody that's in your fold. Somebody that God has put in your care. Somebody that's sitting on your bench. Somebody that's sitting next to you. God has wants you to connect with them and build a relationship with them and pour him into them so that they can carry your vision, or carry the vision that God has put in you to the next place. To the next level in him, because there are people that you're not going to be able to reach I don't care how hard you try it. They won't, you won't be able to reach it, but they will. He will. She will. That group will. But you got to quit thinking you the man, you the woman, you want to build it all, you want to do it all in this lifetime. And let's face it, y'all, and for some of us, it's not going to be through our natural born children. For some, it will be your natural born children that's going to carry that vision to where God wants it. But then there's some of us that God's going to put things in us. It won't be through your children, but it's going to be through your spiritual children. They're going to take it to the next level. Some it'll be the oldest, some it'll be the youngest, some it will be the middle, some it'll be their children's children. Whatever God plans to do and however we plan to do it, we need to say amen to it, get out of the way, begin to train, begin to shape, begin to push, begin to challenge, begin to correct, all in love. And get ourselves out the way and prepare this next generation for the mighty move of God. And you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Communities. Been forgotten. Saying, when I get done with you, God is saying, when I get done with you, when I get done bringing this forth, then those places that everybody else forgotten, you're getting ready to inhabit them. There's cities, there's towns, there's communities, there's countries that have been forgotten. Nothing good shall come up out of here. But there's one. And whatever God has placed in you, in me, in us, we can change that nation. He said, and then fourth, in the fourth verse, this is what, if we didn't hear anything else that was going on, if you didn't hear anything else that a prophet has said, please hear this. Do, say it with me, do not fear. One more time. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. You tried it yesterday, it didn't work. You tried it 2 weeks ago, it didn't work. Tried it 2 years ago, 5, 10, maybe 20, it didn't work. But now, he said, don't fear. They laughed at you, they scorned you, they talked about you. Some of them were glad it even happened when you failed. But he said, this time, don't fear. He said, because I'm not going to allow you to be made ashamed. Neither will you be disgraced. Oh, they was laughing before. They, some of them still talking about it. Talking about how crazy you looked when it didn't manifest. Laughed at you for days. Talked about you for weeks, months. Some of them still talking. But this time God said, when I raise it up, when I raise you up, when I do it, he said, you won't fear. He said, you won't be ashamed. You won't be disgraced. And you will not be put to shame. But the main thing, the primary focus is do not fear. Because for some of us, the failures have allowed the spirit of fear to be set up in us. And because fear is of the devil. Yes, it is. Well, I'm just a little worried. You know, I'm not really fearful. And I'm just concerned. Fear. No, it's not fear, prophetess. I'm just, you know, I talked about it. I've talked it over with a few people, and I'm just trying to make sure that I have every I dotted and every T. Fear. No other way to say it. Do not fear. Get your emotions out of it. Ask God, for some of us, ask God to cast the fear out of us. Deliver us from the spirit of fear. Fear of people, fear of man, fear of our own accomplishments or lack thereof. Tell them to get to the root of it. Take it out. Because the Bible does say God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. And it also says that perfect love casteth out fear. Since he loves us perfectly, we cannot fear. Now, I didn't say be foolish. I ain't talking about running in front of a car that's driving 50 miles an hour. I'm talking about fearing what he's already spoken for you to do. Do not fear. You won't be ashamed. You won't be disgraced. You won't be put to shame. He said, and when I'm doing all that, he said, when it's all while you're riding all the way through it and I'm allowing people to see you go to reap the benefits, he said, you will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. In other words, you'll forget the barren times. God said, I'm going to set you up so. He said, I'm going to have things rolling for and the glory and the manifestation. He said, I'm going to be, my hand is going to be so strong upon your life. He said, you're going to be giving me glory every step of the way. He said, you're not even going to remember what happened. It's going to be almost like this, when somebody reminds you, look where he brought you from. You'll be like, what? It's almost like a dream. He said, you won't remember the reproach. You won't remember the disdain. You won't remember the hurt, the angst, the disappointment, the tears that you cried, huh? The embarrassment. He said, you won't remember that anymore. Why? Verse 5, because your maker is your husband. Who is he? The Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. In other words, God is like, I got your back on this. I had to take you through it. I had to put you through the paces. I had to strengthen your legs and strengthen your cords. I had to get you to a place where the people, the voices of the people did not sway you. I had to get you to a place where your own emotions did not drive you. I have to get you to a place where your mind is focused on me. That no matter what and how it happens, you're still giving me praise. You're still giving me glory. You're still trying to tell somebody about Jesus. You're still trying to lay hands on the sick. You're still trying to preach. You're still trying to teach. You still have his name in your mouth. And for that, he says, I'm your maker. I'm your husband. The Lord of hosts is my name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord, verse 6, has called you. Huh? I don't know if I'm called. I don't know if I'm... Let me help you. For the Lord has called you. He's called you, and he's called me. Like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit. Like a youthful wife when you were refused. Yes, for a mere moment he forsook you. He said to himself, says your God, for a mere moment I've forsaken you. I turned my back when I was processing you. I put you in the cave. I put you in the dark place. I put you out in the field in the back. Just for a moment. But with great mercies I'm gathering you. And verse 8, go to the B clause. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. Listen, I don't know about any of y'all out there, but when I read this word, it got all up in my spirit. I couldn't shake it. He wouldn't let me shake it because God is talking to us. And he really wants us to understand what he is getting ready to do through us, for us, to us, for his glory, for his majesty, for his name's sake. Do you hear me tonight? Yes, you had to cry. Yes, you went through the pain. Yes, you had some loss along the way. But in the end, he said it in his word, in the end, it's all going to be worth it. It's all going to be worth it. But we do have to understand, amen, that we can't get slack. We can't get lazy. And we definitely cannot keep existing the way that we have been existing for quite some time and hoping and waiting that God is just going to overlook it and forget about it. And, you know, when I get there, he'll understand. This is what he says to you tonight. Psalms 35, 37 and 5. Commit your way to the Lord. If you don't have it right, now's the time to get it right. And I'm not just talking to those who are unsaved. I'm speaking to those who have been saved for quite some time, but you still got some crooked ways. Some sin, some are just weights. For those of us who got weights and we still making excuses as to the reason why we got this weight on us, because folks just got to understand this is just a part of me, and they just, in order for them to accept me, they got to accept this weight. The devil is a lie. He says it here, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. Why? And he will bring it to pass. Verse 7, just drop down. And rest in him. Once you commit your way, once you trust in him, then you got to rest in him. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Don't worry about what these other folks is doing. Don't worry about if they seem to have the Midas touch. He said, don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. He said, don't fret about that. You just got to stay focused. Verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Come on, let us pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, we thank you right now for this word. God, we thank you for this message in the lives of your people. God, let it just not be in our hearing, but let it take root in our being. Let it take root in our souls, in our spirits. Let begin to birth out of our barren wounds. God, begin to speak into these barren wounds and begin to bring life, God, in the Jesus. Father, I'm asking now that you would bring a change in the life and in the minds of your people beginning today. In Jesus' name, let us no longer rest. Let us no longer get lax. Let us no longer make any excuses to the reason why we can't do what you say do, when you just said that you got our back the whole way. God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name for what you're getting ready to do in us, through us, and to us. In Jesus' name. With you who are not saved, please repeat this prayer. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and my life. Make your abode in me. I will serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. We here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are believing God for you, that he will lead you by the Spirit of the Lord to a Bible-believing and teaching church. Amen. That's going to raise you up, teach you the truth, teach you his revelation, and raise you up to become a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God. Listen, I am Prophetess Crystal McQueen. I want you to join us again on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for the broadcast of Lifestyles with Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. I will see each one of you again next week here at 7 p.m. for another broadcast of Prophetic Atmosphere. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.